Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. How have you been the last couple of weeks? For all the new people who are signing on and listening to the Joyful Manifestation Show, we want to give you a big welcome to the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Joyful Manifestation is about happy, joyful, high vibrations in which you can live your life and create anything that you want to create from the high vibrations of joy. Joy, pleasure, love, happiness, enthusiasm, excitement, feeling good, and celebrating your life and the lives of whoever you want to include with yours. Joyful manifestation is a process, and you can create whatever you want to by using that process. It is a 10-step process. All the steps are explained in the book Joyful Manifestation that's available on Amazon.com and many other online retailers. You can also download it as an ebook. What is the difference between joyfully manifesting and not joyfully manifesting? The result, the outcome, consequences, everything happens in a nice way when you joyfully manifest it. Using the joyful manifestation process, the joyful manifestation principles. But if you don't use those principles, the principles of joyful manifestation, what can be manifested may not be something that you would want to have in your life. The fictitious Jane can use another process, another method, some other principles that are not connected to joyful manifestation. And fictitious Jane should not be surprised with the outcomes that she gets, because it's not going to be in the vibrations of joy, love, harmony, peace, and happiness. Harmony and peace and happiness and joyful manifestation. We want to look at this a little bit further, because there are a lot of people who confuse happiness and the attempt to be successful, and they feel that the search for success or seeking success, monetary, physical success, is not something that gives happiness. And this is a common misunderstanding because of the stress involved with seeking success. However, what joyful manifestation wants to tell you is, in the vibrations of joy, success happens automatically, and you just have to be in this vibration for things to happen nicely. The outcomes that you experience are going to be a mirror of whatever you are putting out. And if you put out good vibrations towards success, monetary, love, etc., the desire for success in all of these life areas bring happiness back to you. Thinking that running away from physical success is equal to happiness, so giving up, basically, on physical success, on seeking physical and material benefits, is equal to happiness, it's a fallacy. It's not true, because joyful manifestation shows you can be successful and you can be happy at the same time, at peace with yourself, completely relaxed in all of your efforts in this world. Now, how to do it? That in the joyful manifestation process. Joyful manifestation has 10 steps. It starts with evaluating your universe and seeing what's working for you and what's not working for you. That's joyful manifestation, where you go out, you evaluate what you want, and then you set about using the rest of the steps for joyful manifestation to bring what you want into your life. People associate giving up goals and desires with happiness. Yes, there could be a feeling of relief by giving up what you want, and then you have the relief because you're no longer putting effort towards it. However, is that really true happiness where you have to give up your goals in order to experience peace? Just because Pictures of Jane cannot find her way through this dark tunnel into the light. Think about it. A lot of people put a lot of effort towards what they want, or they try to put some effort towards what they want, and then what they want throws them back. And they experience so much stress, which I call manifestation stress, and then they give up on what they want. However, giving up and then experiencing the relief from giving up is temporary. It can't be a permanent state. Giving up what you want just because you find it hard to manifest it is not the key, or is not the answer to true happiness. That is not true happiness. That comes from a feeling of relief from the stress of getting what you want. But that is not true happiness. Happiness comes from actually getting what you want and knowing that you will get what you want and feeling good about it, feeling happy that you are being successful in life. We will talk more about this in the section on money manifestation. We are heading into money manifestation now, work and career. We will be listening to some music and coming back soon. So hold on tight. Hi, this is Chidambi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now. work and career, stress of manifestation and giving up, is that really the key to happiness? It gives temporary happiness, yes, because there is a relief associated with giving up. However, the feeling of not having what you want and being forced to give up on what you want just because you cannot manifest it. And we're talking of your true desires. For example, you want to make a lot of money. You want to buy this big house. You want these cars. You want this great garage. You want all of this. However, the effort being put in is greater than the results that are being shown to you or that are returning. Giving up. Yes, there is a relief. No doubt. You give up, there is relief. But is fictitious Jane or fictitious Tom really happy about that? And what is the source of happiness? Is the happiness from getting what you want and then feeling happy about it? Yay, I have it in my life and I'm enjoying it right now in this moment. An affirmation, I have it in my life and I am enjoying it right now in this moment. In the meantime, let's just talk about it. I met someone. Let's call her fictitious Jane. Fictitious Jane was telling me, oh, I have a smaller house now. It's much smaller than the one I used to have. She's talking about herself and her husband's. They had a much bigger house, and now they are in a smaller house, a much smaller house. Fictitious Jane was telling me this. She had this look on her face. I could see she felt bad. But then she said, well, we got used to it. I got used to it. You can almost get used to anything in life. Basically accepting the situation. However, fictitious Jane had also told me that she didn't want to really work hard to make money. She preferred to spend more time thinking of happy thoughts rather than making money. Her husband was not making enough money either. The result was they had to downgrade and move into a smaller house, a much smaller house. As she said, they're fine. They got used to the situation. The relief of the burden of paying for a bigger house, is that really happiness? That's something for every person to think about when they give up on a dream and they settle. The relief, I'm saying it again, the relief from giving up, is that really happiness? It creates the feeling of a certain amount of peace because you've given up, right, on something. And you've given up on a goal, you've given up on a dream because of whatever reasons. But is that relief really happiness? Or would she feel happier if she just worked harder and made more money? She had offers. She could work harder and smarter. She could work harder and smarter and make more money and get back into a really big house. However, every person is different and people equate being happy with not having to work really hard. This is common actually because I met another person and she said this to me. Making a lot of money is tiring and it brings sadness and unhappiness. I was stunned when she said that. It is true that a lot of people think like this, and then they watch someone trying to climb the ladder, working really hard. They feel that the person is putting out too much effort for money. After all, money has no value in their world. However, when they do have to move into a smaller house, give up their cars, or any of the pleasures, instead of increasing the size of the house, going for a bigger house, going for more cars, better cars, more fun activities, buying more things, enjoying life, expanding instead of contracting, traveling, going to different places, enjoying what the world has to give, all because the search for money or the effort for money is considered too hard and too much. Watching people put that much effort behind making money. However, think about it this way. The people who are putting all that effort into making money, they're providing services, services that are needed by this world, services that all of us appreciate. We want to go into a store. We want to see what is there. I personally love walking through luxury furniture stores with nice designs. I love doing that. I love going places. I love going and staying in good hotels, having fun. Cruises. Oh my God, I love cruises. Somebody else put in that effort. And if that somebody else sat down and said, you know, I prefer to be happy, think about the fluffy clouds in the sky, which is fine. But if everybody sat down and did that and did not want to put effort into creating wonderful experiences for people, all the stores, malls, beautiful furniture and clothing, cruises, traveling. Somebody put his or her mind behind creating an idea and bringing it into real life. Someone is taking that effort. That somebody will sooner or later experience money falling because they're putting out consistent effort. And someone who just wants to think of the fluffy clouds in the sky, not putting out that effort, is going to have to downgrade to a smaller house, then have to go through the whole mental process of adjusting and accepting that this is their lot in life. Joyful Manifestation says, it's not your lot in life. There is this wonderful song in the movie, The Sound of Music. We're going to listen to just a little bit of the song before we continue with the show. In the movie, The Sound of Music, the nuns in the church start to sing in the head. I think she's the head nun. And she sings. She says, climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream. Taking the effort, following all the hints and clues given by the universe to you. The universe is going to give you hints and say, okay, buddy, you could take that road now. Here's a road. It's an opening. Take that road and you might get to where you want to go, or you will get to where you want to go. Doing all of this work, all of this effort, till you find your dream. That's what the head nun in the movie, The Sound of Music, and she sings this to Maria Julie Andrews, basically telling Maria not to run away from the man that she found she was falling in love with. In Money Manifestation, how do you apply this? Unless you take action and unless you follow the roads, the paths that are opening up for you, the universe is always providing, providing, providing. And as you take all these paths, you will find your dream. You will get what you want. There is no way that you can't get what you want. There is no way that you cannot get what you want. You will get it. All you have to do is follow the signs. You know, look for a valid sign. And if you see these signs consistently, follow. Don't be scared. Don't be scared at all. Thinking that giving up and then feeling the relief of giving up is the key to happiness. That is not why people are here on earth, to just keep sitting and being happy, you know, la la land happiness. It's about putting in the effort and achieving what you always wanted to achieve and getting the satisfaction from that achievement. Allowing all the goodness of the universe to flood your life. Money manifestation is so important. It is so important. And it's not too late for you right now. It's really not too late to get up, dust the seat of your pants, and say, I'm going to take every action, every step that can take me to my goal, to my dream. So I will follow all the paths that open up and find my dreams. Money is very important because, as fictitious Jane showed us in her example, she was in a huge house and she had to downgrade because they didn't have the money to stay in that huge house. And it wasn't something that the universe did to them because, hey, the negative forces of the universe are always going to try to bring people down. It's their job. They're waiting. Hey, let me bring you down. Hello, ma'am. Hello, sir. I'm going to bring you down. But following the positive signs, going with positive people, happy people, people who are successful, people who want to make it, good-looking people, that which is going to take somebody out of their money crunch and take them into a place of feeling wealthy and happy and satisfied from seeing their world expand, bigger and bigger houses, nicer and nicer cars. This is for people who want to succeed and who want to do something useful in life and have all the greatest experiences that life can offer. Money manifestation, the key is in your hands. The key is literally in your hands. Look at it now. Look at it right now in your hands. Is there a key? It's a small key. It's a golden key. And you can use this key to open up the locks to huge vaults of money. Huge, huge, so huge and so vast. You would have never imagined so much money could even exist on earth, on this earth. And yes, maybe you thought all of this money belonged to somebody else and not you. But no, no, look. Look, there is a key in your hand now. And it's a golden key. And you can use this key to open up the lock to the bank of God. The key to money manifestation lies with you. It's in your hand now. It's shiny. It's twinkling. Yes. Yes. You have the ability to open up the bank of God. And we're there at Joyful Manifestation to help you. The golden key is in your hands right now. Do you want to open that lock? The universe is waiting. Will you like to open that lock? The universe is waiting. Are you going to open up the lock to the bank of God? The universe is waiting. We're stepping into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. Listen to some music. We're coming back soon. Hold on tight.
passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. Then I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. We were listening to Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music in the previous section, Money Manifestation. That's a song that the head nun sang to Maria, the character, in The Sound of Music. Maria runs away from
the Wontrap
family, scared. She meets her soulmate, the love of her life over there, a kind of military person. She gets scared because she feels things that she did not feel before, and she felt she was going against the word of God by falling in love and wanting a man. After all, she was there just to take care of his children, but she ended up liking him instead as a man. She ran away. She found the situation impossible. That's when the head nun tells her to climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain, ford every stream, follow every rainbow till you find your dream. A dream that will need all the love you can give. Soulmate manifestation is about love. It's about wanting somebody so much, and you know you could love him or her for the rest of your life. And even if you don't know it still, you feel there's this connection and you want to follow this connection and see where it takes you. After all, it could take you to magical places that you've never known before. Maria does go back, and she does face her fears, and she does continue to work and continue to perform her duties, her responsibilities. And she wins the man. She shows him that she can be trusted. She's confident. She knows what she's doing. And she is the right woman for him. That's the sound of music. If you take it to your life, if you've met your soulmate, trying to solve a soulmate issue from the place of, I don't care if he's there, if he's not there. That's not soulmate manifestation. Here's the thing. People contact me all the time because they want their soulmate. They understand when there is a connection and it's not something that they can forget and just keep moving on, moving on, moving on. We've spoken about moving on before. What are you moving on from? You're moving on from not being able to win the person. It just means that the job is incomplete. It doesn't mean that it's not a true soulmate relationship. If you haven't won the person, the job is not done. Some soulmate manifestation methods that need to be used to get that person, because this is not about the man. This is about your love karma. We've spoken about love karma before. It is the energy of your love life. How is it that your love life works? What are the patterns that you see in your past relationships? Were you able to win and gain the trust of your soulmate? Were you able to keep him? If not, then it's not soulmate who's a problem. There's something wrong with the love karma itself. And doing your best, following the soulmate manifestation principles, will get you the results that you would like to see. An example, fictitious Jane. She had a problem because her soulmate moved into another town. For a year and a half, she couldn't get him to commit to her. She couldn't get him to start a relationship with her. And then after that, after being in a town, all of these months, even before he started a relationship, he moved away to another state, 5 hours away by flight, literally the other side of the country. She was distraught. She did not know what to do. She had spent 1.5 years trying to make this work with him. They did have a very good trip to Las Vegas, a lot of fun, and it seemed as if they were getting close, very close. He almost popped the question to her while in Vegas, "Will you marry me?" He almost popped that question. He was in that place. However, after Vegas, when they went back home to their respective cities across the country with so much distance separating them, her soulmate went back to his life. He focused more on his career. He focused on other things, his own family, people around him, his friends. She thought that after their Vegas trip, they would get closer, and they did get closer. For a whole week, they were so close, you could hardly pull them apart. They had a lot of fun. And like I said, he almost popped the question of marriage to her. He was so into being with her and around her. She contacted me because 6 months had passed since the trip. And she couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. She couldn't see that there was a future. She lost hope. And in the law of attraction, losing hope means attracting more negativity. Manifestation-wise, not a good place to be. Joyful manifestation-wise, not a good place to be. They had a lot of joy and fun and laughter in Vegas. On returning home, being separated by so many miles, They went back to their long-distance relationship and soon lost the fun and joy that they had discovered together. After she contacted me, seeing that she had lost hope of getting him to commit to her, separated by distance, she just did not know what to do. She kept asking me, should I move on? Should I move on? Communication was dwindling. What was a once-a-day conversation, telephone conversation, and many, many texts every day dwindled. It soon became once-a-week telephone call and maybe the occasional good morning or good night. She could see evidence of all of this leaving her hands and going. This is something that a lot of couples face. A lot of potential soulmates face this issue of finding moments of joy and then having distance or something else separate them. Taking away the obstacles, changing the energy, bringing somebody back into that space of absolute joy where they can be together, that is what joyful manifestation does. And in my coaching with her, I helped her change her vibrations. She went from the place of hopelessness to feeling hope, positive expectation, passion, love, and then joy. As she got into joy, she found that communication from him vastly improved. He was actually talking to her almost every day now. They found that place, the place that they shared when they were in Vegas together. She got back the happiness and the joy of having him participate in her life on a daily basis. Shifting somebody from the place of hopelessness where a relationship is concerned to the place of absolute joy and positive expectations, and then having positive things happen, it is so fulfilling to me, getting two people to come back to the place of joy and love and happiness, to either come back to it or to discover it for the first time. It does not matter. That is something that is wonderful. A joyful manifestation, using the joyful manifestation principles and the soulmate manifestation principles as given in my book, Joyful Manifestation, helping somebody personally shift their energy and their thinking, their karmic energies, and bringing them into a place where their love karma works for them. It is very important that a person's love karma work. If it doesn't work, there is going to be a problem with the energy. And once there's a problem with the energy, a person can keep banging on the door, bang, 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 bang. The door remains closed. The soulmate is a mirror of the place that you are in, that fictitious Jane is in. Fictitious Jane's soulmate is going to mirror where she is. And the situation where he shared so much joy in a week's trip to Vegas, and then all of that dissipating, dwindling, going away, just because they went back to their respective towns and their respective lives, was a horrible place. It was not a good place for my client to be in. And bringing her back to the place of being confident, to the place where she has the power to attract her soulmate back to her again and to have him participate in her life on a daily basis was so important to my client. Shifting somebody and bringing a person's soulmate into their lives and have it go to fulfillment is an absolute joy. My client was happy. Fictitious Jane was happy. And she had her soulmate with her permanently. In fact, after that, he actually moved to her town. He decided that he needs to be where she is. He moved to her town and everything became okay for her. They are now in a relationship. They also got engaged. That is a happy soulmate story. And having happy soulmate stories is something that Joyful Manifestation, Soulmate Manifestation, does for people. Making choices for soulmate manifestation, a very important thing to do. Making the right choices could take you left, it could take you right, it could take you straight, or any other place. When the universe starts to make things happen, if you are in good energy, use the soulmate manifestation principles, you work with me, you read the book, you are in good joyful manifestation energy, the universe will give you opportunities instead of creating obstacles, which is what everybody else does, right? They put obstacles. Soulmate manifestation is wonderful. And missing the opportunity for divine love, for true love with your soulmate, it's not the right thing to do. What is it that you can think of about your soulmate right now? Can you bring him into your mind? Can you bring her into your mind right now? Just bring her. Wherever you are seated, think about her, think about him. How beautiful she is, how handsome he is, how you would love to kiss his lips, how you would love to touch his beautiful hair, how you would love to touch her hair and kiss her lips. Look into her eyes, listen to her beautiful voice, not just now and then. You can be in her vibrations, you can be in his vibrations all the time. If she's someone that you like, if she's someone whose energy you would like to be in and be around, and you think she's good for you, she would be really good for you, then that's a risk worth taking. We are visualizing our soulmates right now. You are visualizing your soulmate right now. His face, his body, his build, her face, her body, everything that you like. The fragrance. Can you remember how he smells? Can you remember how she smells? Take a deep breath. That's you taking your soulmate's fragrance inside, enjoying the pleasure of having your soulmate so close to you that you can breathe her in anytime, you can breathe him in anytime. You can kiss her lips, her pretty, her beautiful, lovely lips. You can kiss his lips too. This is the kiss of life. This is the kiss of love. And here in Soulmate Manifestation, what you have to do is to allow her in to your life, is to allow him into your life. Take away the blocks in your mind. Things are going to work out. And you tell yourself, if I allow my soulmate in, things are going to work out. Let's make this into an affirmation. If I allow my soulmate into my life, things are going to work out. If I allow my soulmate into my life, things are going to work out. Yes, if I allow my soulmate into my life, things are going to work out. Yes, they're going to work out. They are going to work out. I'm going to make it happen. I will make this love between my soulmate and I happen. It will happen. Yes, it will happen. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're at the end of our show now. We will meet again in 2 weeks, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can contact me through my websites, joyfulmanifestation.com and soulmatemanifestation.com. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.
If you change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Sorry.
If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be around. You got no place to go. If you're feeling down, speech! I'm gonna make a speech, everybody. Yeah, get ready. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown high, I'm still free. Take a chance for me. Gonna do my very best and then no lie. If you put me to the test, let me try. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. We can go dancing.
We can go walking.
Let's get together. Listen to some music.
Maybe just talking.
You get to know me better.
You know I've got so much that I wanna do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic.
You want me to leave it there?
Afraid of a love affair?
But I think you know that I can't let go. If you're all alone when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Gonna do my very best, and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test,
you let me try.